inside the inside of lockdown America. When one considers the social implications of COVID-19's rampage throughout America, one must recognize that its greatest impact was upon perhaps 80% of America, those who were in what is now called lockdown, unable to leave their homes except to shop for food, or, if an essential worker, to work. Millions of Americans had an intimate opportunity to experience lockdown, which for singles or some elders was a strange form of solitary confinement. For many people in America's prisons, general population, also known as mainline, became close to solitary confinement. For prisoners, jobs, education, recreation, and gyms became shuttered areas, off limits to people deeply habituated to daily or regular access to such activities. As for solitary confinement, it was this in large strokes. But here was solitary with a difference. The difference? This kind of solitary had no release date. Therefore, many prisoners are still in this form of solitary with no cutoff date to date. For how long would COVID-19 reign over the land? No one knows. The idea that some prison official will, anytime soon, yell all clear is laughable. The nation may see 200,000 deaths in the next few weeks, and perhaps over 6 million cases. So, the coronavirus is alive and well in America and in the nation's prisons. When COVID-19 first struck, activists believed it heralded a time of mass releases to rival mass incarceration. It seems they underestimated the state's addiction to prisons as a political staple, not to mention an economic mainstay. What this really means, however, is that many prisons have become more than solitary confinement units. They have become, in the time of COVID, new death rows. So the question is not how many folks will get sick, but how many will die. The fear, anxiety, and distress is off the charts. For Prison Radio, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.